This is a Tuesday edition of Ozarks at Large. Melissa Terry thinks teaching children about food waste and food waste recovery can be big keys to helping solve food insecurity. Terry, who lives in Fayetteville, spent her recent day with Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich as Melissa harvested discarded but edible food otherwise headed for the landfill. Food that's then transformed into after-school snacks for low-income children.
At Tricycle Farms on Garland in Fayetteville, a volunteer crew offloads slightly out of date but still perfectly edible fresh produce, dairy, prepared foods, and breads donated by Whole Foods into the back of Melissa Terry's station wagon, which she's going to take to a local school.
So today we've got a bunch of yummy yogurts, some pasta, some eggs. Oh, we can do boiled eggs. We've got hummus, tzatziki, that's my favorite, some ham. Oh, this is gonna be a fun day. And some pesto, yum. But it's always good.
Every week, Tricycle Farms gathers donated foods and distributes it to churches, food pantries, homeless shelters, senior and child care centers, as well as Washington Elementary, as you will hear. Nearly 130,000 pounds last year, says founder Don Bennett.
One in four kids in Arkansas are food insecure, and we have to have heroes that are working with the children, making sure that they have nutritious food.
That hero is Melissa Terry, who last year harvested nearly 5,000 pounds of food valued at more than $10,000 to feed hungry after-school kids one day a week at Washington Elementary, where more than 60% of 330 students live in poverty. Later that afternoon, Terry, a U of A food policy researcher, offloads the recovered food into the school cafeteria kitchen and begins to mentally formulate a menu, starting with a giant bunch of white cauliflower.
We call it the golden cauliflower, and it's basically just a couple of tablespoons of turmeric and olive oil and salt, and we mix that all together and roast it in the school oven, and it's delicious.
School lets out in a half hour, so she takes a minute to sit down at a cafeteria table to explain how her program is centered on the school garden club,
which is also focused on culinary literacy. So we grow food, we prepare the food that we grow. We also receive food through a food recovery partnership with a couple of retail grocers. And in that regard, we're able to bring in a lot of extra food, which we teach the kids how to prepare and serve to other students.
More than 60 students on any given Thursday who all stay after school to engage in various clubs or supervised play until parents come pick them up. Terry has also been auditing elementary school cafeterias across Northwest Arkansas to raise awareness about chronic school food waste. That research, now published by EPA, USDA, as an online school resource guide.
We started looking at what food students were wasting, what they were taking but not eating, and ways in which we could reduce incidents of extra food, surplus food going in the trash, so instead sharing it, and or teaching kids how to make healthy choices with the food that was offered, because our district has an outstanding nutrition director and school food program, and so the food research, policy research shows that students, a young person needs an average of 15 to 17 fresh exposures to new foods before they will self-select. And our garden club is every Thursday after school, so that's 39 exposures to healthy and fresh foods, with the idea that when they're shopping with mom and dad or grandparents or whatever, that they'll make some healthy selections.
For example, she says some prefer water instead of lunch carton milk.
Some kids were taking the milk because they thought they had to, when really they just needed to drink a water. And so just this one introduction of having the cups in here, we did a follow-up food waste audit after 3 weeks after introducing the cups, and we found that the milk waste went down by 22%. And so as a result of that, the district has now implemented water cups in all the elementary schools across the district.
Terry also has helped institute share tables in local public schools for leftover unopened packaged bars and uneaten fruits previously pitched into the trash, all part of a school's footprint, she says.
What I mean by that is that your footprint of what food you're bringing in to your program and then what kind of print you leave after you've served it. And so to keep food out of the landfill is an achievable task, and it's number 3 in the list of priorities in Project Drawdown for addressing climate change. And so it's a great way for our students to get their hands on one of the biggest issues of our time and for sure of their time.
Several years ago, she began working with Washington Elementary After School Garden Club, which incorporates science, technology, engineering, and math to grow vegetables most kids might reject.
There's a lot of mythology and not a lot of data behind that kids don't like healthy food. Especially when they grow it, they love it. So we have served out of our school garden, the kids grew black-eyed peas, and we served the whole school. We've grown kale, we've grown chard, we've grown broccoli, and they eat it all up. And these are some of the foods that parents are like, my kid never eats broccoli. I'm like, yo, yeah, they do, especially when they grow it.
As you'll hear, she prepares and serves the garden-grown produce along with her recovered retail foods in delicious ways to entice young students to eat different things.
What I learned during my research year here was that the cafeteria is an unheralded classroom that doesn't often get used for intentional learning.
For her effort, she was recently awarded grant funding from both EPA and Kroger, a national grocer, to field test a World Wildlife Fund Food Waste Warrior Toolkit for K-12 schools across 9 cities. Her goal, she says, is to reframe the conversation on school food waste.
Food waste is a symptom. It's not the problem. It's what we have as a country. 40% of all the food that is grown in this country goes to the landfill. It's 40%. And so what we see in the school is a reflection of what we see in our country and at restaurants and at home.
In Washington Elementary, Garden Club kids are learning such root lessons. Take 7-year-old Maggie Locke.
You can use food waste for compost.
And 8-year-old Evie Clowney.
Garden Club has helped me realize how much food goes to a waste.
10-year-old Wyatt Lyle says he especially enjoys eating recovered produce.
It's just like mostly vegetables and fruit and all, and like all that stuff that's really healthy for you.
Sally Kate loves landscaping the garden. They've planted flowers this year.
We painted river rocks, and we hit them around the garden, and it was really fun.
Yaya Sri Jayamurta, who also labors in the garden, says he's a cabbage man.
It grows super big.
Back in the cafeteria kitchen, Melissa Terry preps the recovered food from Tricycle Farms into really tasty snacks with the help of a volunteer troop of Owl Creek Middle School mentors.
Okay, so everybody got their stations wiped down and reset?
That one's my station.
Okay, we're going to reset, and now we're going to focus on cutting, slicing bread and mozzarella cheese.
Terry's 11-year-old daughter is busy at the kitchen sink.
My name is Heidi, and I am washing the green beans for Garden Club.
Chopping and cutting are Melissa Wilson, Samia Paradise, Zoe Belasco, and Elise Gosman.
So what do you guys get for being mentors? Do you get lots of money?
No.
We get food.
We get food.
And flowers.
It's awesome.
We get water.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Experience.
And memories.
After an hour of prep and baking, the mentors load serving platters and carry them into the cafeteria where a big crowd waits. Bunches of kids, a few parents and teachers, as well as custodial staff, enjoy turmeric roasted cauliflower, garlicky green beans, sliced seasoned tomatoes, cheesy bread, and fresh apples, which disappear within minutes. The only leftovers, a bowl of apple cores and tomato tops, which are taken to the school community garden for composting. Washington Elementary Garden Club teacher Stephanie Jordan, along with her 2 daughters, Ella and Audrey, opened the garden gate to show us.
Our garden, we have these 3 long beds. One of them we're currently calling the joy bed because the kids mostly just love to play in the dirt. The other 2, we have a salad bed over here, and right now we just have kale and lettuce. And in this one, we have our herbs. We have cabbage, onions, and garlic currently planted. And then this is our beautiful flower bed that the kids planted these bulbs last year, or last fall. So this is the first time that we've had a flower garden, and this is the first day that they've been blooming for club, and it was a huge hit. We had half the club just laying on the ground smelling the hyacinth today.
Audrey tosses the apple and tomato waste into the school garden compost bin filled with leaves and grass cuttings, and with the help of her sister, Ella, bury it.
There's a worm over there. And there was this cool moth over there.
Together, the sisters complete the food cycle, creating soil from recovered foods for next year's school garden. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.